Thank you and good afternoon. The Redwood Discovery Museum will be relocated to a new space thanks to some assistance. It has been announced that in spring of 2015, the Discovery Museum will reopen at a new space at G Street in Eureka after agreeing with a multi-year lease agreement with the Kramer Investment Corporation. The new space is expected to provide more parking for residents and better visibility from roadways. The Discovery Museum was located in the Carson Building on 3rd Street, but they were asked to be relocated by November 30th. The museum is currently operating on limited hours at the Jefferson Community Center on B Street as they transition to the new location in spring. The Mendocino High School boys basketball team participated in Fort Bragg's basketball tournament today after initially being banned, along with the girls basketball team over the weekend, for wearing I Can't Breathe t-shirts at earlier games in December. The shirts directly relate to the incident that resulted in the death of Eric Gardner back in late July. The boys basketball team agreed not to wear the shirts, and they were able to participate in the tournament, while the Mendocino girls basketball team did not agree to the conditions and didn't have the ban lifted. These shirts are becoming increasingly popular nationwide after notable professional athletes and college sports teams wore these shirts during their pregame warm-up routines. Four Eureka residents made an unscheduled trip to a Del Norte County hospital Sunday evening following a single vehicle collision on Highway 199 south of Oregon Mountain Road. The driver, 24-year-old Joseph Boyer, was behind the wheel of a Chevy sedan when he safely passed a slower-moving vehicle, but as he changed back into his lane, he lost control and his car left the roadway. The vehicle hit an embankment and rolled over before coming to rest on its wheels. Boyer, along with Jessica Morris, Sheila Salas, and Christopher Kate, were all taken to the hospital for either treatment of moderate injuries or for an evaluation. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. Friday night, Arcata Police and the California Highway Patrol were led on a long vehicle pursuit on Highway 299 that led to the arrest of a Redding resident who had felony warrants. An Arcata officer attempted to pull over a Jeep that had false tags and an expired registration, but instead of pulling over on Gentoli Lane, the driver, 39-year-old Harold Joseph Marshall, fled, leading an officer on a high-speed chase on the Highway 299 East. Arcata asked CHP to take over the pursuit, and the chase continued east on the 299. Eventually, Hoopa Tribal Police joined in the chase. Marshall then pulled over off the highway at the Redwood Creek Bridge, and the pursuit continued on the dirt roads. Officers then were able to take Marshall into custody without incident. Marshall was booked for felony evasion and for his warrants. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Farmland owners will be able to have their say. Ken Morgan with the North Coast Agriculture Report has more.
USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service will survey farmland owners to measure financial impacts and challenges of land ownership. Landowners should receive the survey by the end of the month. More than 80,000 farmland owners and producers across the United States will receive the forms titled Tenure, Ownership, and Transition of Agricultural Land, or TOTAL. Jay Johnson, director of NASA's Census and Survey Division, says the latest census of agriculture helped us determine that more than 350 million acres of farmland in the United States are rented or leased, but it's been more than a decade since we spoke to the individuals who own the land. NASA will publish the results of the total survey in its QuickStats database in August of 2015. That's a North Coast Ag Report. I'm Ken Morgan.
The California Highway Patrol, along with some help from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, located a stolen vehicle in front of a residence on Maybell Avenue in Eureka over the weekend. Saturday, a Humboldt Hill resident reported that an abandoned and stolen vehicle was parked at the residence, and the person who stole the vehicle was inside. Officers and sheriff's deputies arrived at the scene and arrested 36-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Robert Painter Jr., who was subsequently booked for possession of a stolen vehicle. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.